The game will go on. Major League Soccer has made a deal with players, paving the way for the debut game of the Orlando Lions. Here to talk soccer is Channel 6's sports director, David Pingelor. David, one of the biggest sticking points was the free agency issue. For those not familiar with the term, if you wouldn't mind just explaining what the issue is and did the players get what they wanted?
Basically, what the players did want, they wanted more salary, which they did get. They also wanted to get free agency. Now, what free agency really means is, if you follow the NFL or Major League Baseball or the NHL, once a contract is up, players are allowed to be bid on by other teams. So basically forcing owners' hands to compensate them more money. But in Major League Soccer, they never had that. So in order to make more money, they wanted free agency. So the deal that they struck is when a player turns 28 years old in Major League Soccer, they become a free agent. They got minimum salary raised from $36,500 to like $60,000. I mean, these guys, some of these guys were only making $36,000 on a professional soccer team. Kaká, the 2007 world's best soccer player, makes $7 million on this Orlando City Lions roster.
So there's quite a difference.
So there's a huge difference. But in the NFL, there's a big difference. I mean, yeah. Tom Brady makes like $30 million. The league minimum in the NFL is $500,000. So there's a big disparity, but I think both sides had to come to an agreement with the opening of Major League Soccer this weekend. And, of course, 62,000 are expected to fill up the Citrus Bowl Sunday. So for the owners, there's a lot at stake and a lot of money at stake. So they had to come to an agreement.
So the game you're talking about Sunday between two new teams, we've got Orlando, also New York. There's no record for either to go on. So what's your sense of how this match is going to play?
Well, it's an interesting match. You know, Orlando is an expansion team into Major League Soccer, but they've been part of the minor league system for about 5 years. Now, on this roster is essentially one player from the Lions back when they played U.S. Pro League. So it's a wholly it's a whole different revamped roster. New York City in the same situation. They don't have as big of a following. So as for the matchup goes, Orlando does have Kaká. Now he's 32 years old. It'll be interesting to see how he performs at what level during this Major League Soccer season. New York City, you know, they're an expansion team as well. So you kind of can just flip a coin. You don't know what you're going to get. Because both of these teams, you know, they're all new. They're all new players.
So the Citrus Bowl is sold out. As you said, Mayor Dyer is buoyed by the news. He calls it a sign of enthusiasm. But David Pingelor, do you think there's a fan base to support Orlando soccer for the long haul?
Yes, absolutely. I think when they first started, I was a little skeptical about it. But now, I think that the Phil Rollins, the president and the team founder of Orlando City, has marketed the heck out of this soccer club. I mean, if you drive around town, I mean, how many people have a sticker on their car of Orlando City Lions? So do I think there's a future here? Yes. To be able to market and have a campaign to get 60,000 plus into a stadium for an inaugural game is pretty impressive.
David Pingelor, thank you for joining us.
Pleasure to be here.